Before an embryo, at this stage specifically a blastocyst, implants in the uterine lining, it has to break free from its protective shell, called the zona pellucida. This happens naturally as the blastocyst expands, preparing for implantation. In some cases, the zona pellucida may be too thick or rigid for the embryo to hatch on its own. When this is suspected, the embryology team can perform assisted hatching, using a precise laser or other specialized technique to create a small opening in the shell, making it easier for the embryo to break free and implant. Assisted hatching must also occur as part of the process of pre-implantation genetic testing, PGT, where cells are taken from the trophectoderm, the part of the blastocyst that may go on to become the placenta, to send to an outside lab. To reach the trophectoderm, the zona pellucida must be breached. So, technically speaking, PGT involves assisted hatching. Assisted hatching is not used for every embryo. Your care team will determine whether it's appropriate based on the embryo's characteristics and the specific clinical situation. Two small risks are worth knowing about. First, there is a very small chance of damage to the embryo during the procedure. Second, there is a possible, though not definitively established, association with a slightly increased likelihood of identical twins, which carries higher pregnancy risk than a singleton. Your care team will weigh these factors carefully before recommending assisted hatching.